This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. We all know Ohio is going to be a crucial state in next year's presidential election and that Hamilton County is going to be one of the closest watched counties in Ohio. But there's more than just a presidential election going on in Hamilton County. Joining me to talk about it, WVXU politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Marianne.
So there's more than the president. What else is going to be on the ballot?
Absolutely. It's a countywide election, too, because you have all the county or almost all the countywide offices, recorder, coroner, sheriff, prosecutor, other offices are up. Now, the ones I mentioned, the leaders of both parties, Republican and Democrat, say that they are going to have contested races. They're not going to give anybody a free ride. So you've got Democrats in the recorder or coroner and sheriff's office. They're all going to have opponents. And the prosecutor, who is a Republican, Joe Dieters, he's going to have an opponent. They're not making any deals anymore. In the past, every once in a while, they would make a deal, give somebody a free pass, and we'll give your guy a free pass. Not going to happen. But then there's also two of the three county commission seats which are up for grabs this year.
So what's at stake there?
Well, I mean, you've got Todd Portune, the Democrat, and Greg Hartman, the Republican. Right now, there's majority Republican on the county commission, two out of the three seats. If somehow the Democrats were able to knock off Greg Hartman, they would have a majority again, which they haven't had since 2010 when David Pepper left to run for state auditor. And Portune since then has been the only Democrat on the county commission. So they think they have an opportunity to take back control of the county commission, which could have a whole lot of impact on spending and the direction of the county.
Now, who are the likely candidates to face Portune and Hartman?
Well, right now, it's very clear that Denise Driehaus, the state representative who has done very well as a state representative candidate, is probably going to be the Democratic candidate to run against Greg Hartman. Hartman had a fundraiser last week where he raised $250,000 in one night. That's a whole lot of money. I don't think Driehaus and the Democrats are going to be able to match them in money, but they probably don't need to.
Why?
It's a presidential year, and Democrats are going to come out in large numbers. Democrats generally don't need as much money as Republicans. And the demographics of the county are changing so that the county itself is becoming more blue than red. It's sort of a purplish color now. And, they think they have a pretty good shot. Now, with Portune, it would seem that Judge Sylvia Hendon, who is now on the First District Court of Appeals, is seriously considering running against Portune. Ohio's age limits law prevents her from running for the court again because she's 71 years old. But she has been on the ballot many, many times and is well known, particularly on the west side of Hamilton County, and would be a formidable opponent. Now, if she decides not to, Andrew Pappas, who is a Anderson Township trustee, has also expressed interest in it. So we're going to have to see how that plays out.
And we should say Chris Monzell's seat is not up for election.
Chris Monzell's seat is the one that's not up for re-election this year.
And I can't let you be here on a Monday, the day after they announced the starters for the All-Star game, without having you talk about Todd Frazier, who made the starting lineup.
That's an amazing election, and I love this election because you can vote 35 times.
Legally.
For each email address you have. It was amazing that Todd came out on top. If you go back to June 16th, he was in third place, millions of votes behind. And the Reds kind of started this push for Frazier, to get people to vote for Frazier. And the Reds fans responded. They were doing it like crazy. I had people telling me they were doing it on four or five different emails. at 35 votes each. And even in New Jersey, which is where Todd is from, people were excited about it and were voting for him. And he ended up winning the starting position by over 2 million votes.
So that was quite the election, right?
And it's great. So we'll have a red in the starting lineup for the All-Star game.
Howard, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.